Welcome back to the Business of Government Hour. I'm Michael Keegan, your host, and our guest today is Mary Davey, Assistant Commissioner of the Office of Integrated Technology Services, ITS, in GSA's Federal Acquisition Service. Also joining us from IBM is Paul Kayata. So, Mary, when you look at IT spending in the federal space, a closer look at it, it looks like it's reduced or maybe sort of flat. And I was interested, when preparing for the interview, you have a formula that you've espoused for the smarter IT spending. Could you tell us a little bit about that, and what are the key features of it?
It really comes down to, I think, a few key things. One is the governance and program management around that. And that's, you know, again, strategically looking at where the agency's priorities are, how their budget's getting allocated, what the big projects and challenges they may have in front of them, making sure that there's governance, you know, not only within the agency, but sometimes it has to go outside the agency. And OMB tends to help and really make sure that some of the more highly visible projects are being executed, you know, time, budget, resources, things like that. And I think that's really important. And the collaboration across government, because a lot of what we work on, another agency may have had, you know, a similar project. And just the collaboration there, the CIO Council coming together to help through some of that. So the governance, the collaboration there is certainly a big one. I talked earlier about changing the acquisition environment and process to match the technology shifts and changes. And that, to me, we haven't solved that one yet, but we have to be more agile and flexible and really get into modular development with IT. I think what some of that sometimes means is we're going to do things maybe in smaller chunks, and either it's successful in 4 to 6 months and we move on to the next phase, or it's not and we change and we move forward. So, you know, some of these IT projects, traditionally, it takes years to get awarded on a contract, and then it takes years to actually go through development and implementation and deployment. And we just can't afford that anymore, especially, you know, with some of our success rates. And again, with the fact that technology has changed so much and will allow for a more agile and flexible environment, you know, people think, oh, I'll move to the cloud and I'll just shift a bunch of stuff. Well, there's a lot that has to be considered there too. So that's, I think, you know, just the whole acquisition strategy and understanding what we're buying and how best to buy, and then how to manage that. What are the performance metrics? When we talk about cloud, you know, that introduces another set of, how do you know when you might want to move it to, you know, a different provider or a different environment? What kind of service level agreements have you instituted? Do you have the people that can manage in that environment? Do you have the right incentives? Are those service levels the right things to manage that specific type of project? And again, how do you know and, you know, continue to follow up there? Another tactic that's being used now to get to some of the companies that haven't traditionally done business in government before, that are maybe putting out this new technology that hasn't been, you know, adopted by government yet, prizes and challenges. That's something that, you know, we've got that authority to use. And if you want an app developed, or if you would like some ideas around something, we can use that authority really quickly. It's usually, you know, fairly low dollar value in context of all the IT spend that goes on. And you can get to some companies that aren't maybe on contract and maybe don't want to be on contract, you know, in federal. So that's something we're starting to see a little bit of that pick up. Again, it's just a different way of thinking about getting a different solution or a new idea, but something maybe small and quick that you could then build upon. I think that's absolutely critical. Strategic sourcing. We as a government, we've been at this now 8 years, and we're making some great progress with it. Strategic sourcing helps solve a lot of that. If we come together, jointly define requirements, and, you know, believe me, it's not just that simple. But if there's a common solution that can be put in place that's going to solve most of a need for something like, you know, a wireless plan, for instance, it just takes away so much cost with the administration of different contracts across government. It takes away a lot of the ambiguity. It's less costly for industry. They don't have to go through so many contracts with so many different agencies. But we really can aggregate leverage our volume and get true discounts and savings, which then agencies can use to put somewhere else, you know, toward a more mission critical need. We've got to continue to push that and push further. And I think we're seeing a lot of appetite for that. Mm-hmm. So that's really encouraging. And then, you know, shared services is another area where agencies are starting to look at environments, you know, for things like payroll or HR. And we don't, again, all need to be replicating different systems and services there. So if somebody wants to take that on and be the lead, and we've seen that with a lot of the agencies, and be the payroll provider or the HR systems provider, I think for those kind of, you know, back-end base systems and processes, that's the way to go. So there's a lot that we can do, a lot that is going on, and we are seeing you know, a shift which has, as over time, I think we'll see even more of that.
Well, Mary, you're a big proponent of social media technology in government acquisition. What is your vision for what this technology can accomplish in this area?
That keeps evolving as well. You know, when social media really started to take off a few years ago with the technology and the ability to connect people and maybe bring people together that wouldn't otherwise been able to, you know, get together or even know that someone else in another country existed. We started to look at how to leverage really the collaboration side of that to help agencies share information either with each other or with industry, or to get input to create, you know, some transparency and participation in the acquisition process. And I'm just really passionate about this topic because it can just, I think, continue to grow in ways we probably haven't even thought of yet. So one of the first things we did was figure out what kind of technology solutions would help us at different parts of the acquisition process. So as you're doing requirements gathering, for instance, at the very beginning, you can use all kinds of technology. You can use wikis, you can ask questions on Twitter, you can create a site like we have on gsa.gov called Interact, which we did for our OASIS program, and we're doing it for our Alliant follow-on contracts, where we just sort of put out general questions. This is what we're looking to do. You know, help us shape it. So that whole collaboration platform is something else that OMB picked up on for the 25-point IT reform plan. It's actually number 25 in the plan. And they asked us to create a platform and a toolkit. And so we looked at the different phases of the acquisition process and how different kinds of technology could help enable that and really get us not just better requirements and more access to a broader industry base, but a better outcome at the end of what it is we were trying to buy. So we used it on data.gov. We used it on FSSI Wireless. We had all kinds of industry and government help and input on some of our wiki sites and just response on, you know, creating something that we probably would have created in, you know, what I say the traditional manner. People in the room and they're talking, and there's nothing wrong with that, but just the access becomes worldwide. You know, talking to people in the UK and Australia, literally, that had done some similar work, and then, you know, meeting them in person and talking with them. This kind of technology just, I think, really provides us with limitless opportunities and how to meet some of those objectives for, you know, better IT and better acquisition.
Since acquisition is a fiduciary responsibility, the federal government must be conduct all its acquisition services with complete impartiality. Could you elaborate a little on the efforts being pursued to ensure procurement integrity?
Absolutely. Again, another huge focus of Tom and, you know, everybody in FAS, because that's just so critical to the trust factor and our ability to get, you know, great relationships and partnerships with government and industry. My rule is whatever I say to one person, I need to be able to say it to every person. So there's obviously some things through the procurement process that at different points become procurement sensitive and confidential and you don't talk about with anybody. But up until that point, you know, I truly believe in being as open and forthcoming and having dialogues as we possibly can, because that's how, you know, you've got to share information if you want industry to give you the best solutions that they have. If you're limiting the information you're providing, they're going to have to sort of guess, mm-hmm. you know, at what you're after or what you want or what the requirement looks like. So everybody should be treated fairly, and there's a lot of ways to do that. If you're going to have one-on-one discussions with a company, you'd better be saying the same thing to each company. If you're going to have an industry day, obviously that's an opportunity for people to hear the same thing at the same time.
What does the future hold for the Office of Integrated Technology Services in GSA's Federal Acquisition Service? We will ask its Assistant Commissioner, Mary Davey, when our conversation continues on the Business of Government Hour.